He turned and spurred to the west. He did not know who stood bowed with her head o'er the musket, drenched in her own red blood. Not till dawn did he hear it. His face grew grey to hear how Bess, the landlord's daughter, the landlord's black-eyed daughter, had watched for her love in the moonlight and died in the darkness there.
Back he sped like a madman, shrieking and cursing to the sky, with the white road smoking behind him and his rapier banshit high. Blood red was his spurs in the golden noon, wine red was his velvet coat, when they shot him down on the highway, down like a dog on the highway, and he lay in his blood in the highway with the branch of his lace at his foot.
And still of a winter's night, they say, when the wind is in the trees, when the moon is a ghostly galleon tossed upon cloudy seas, when the road is a ribbon of moonlight over the purple moor, the highwayman comes riding, 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 the highwayman comes riding up to the old inn door.
Over the cobbles he clatters and clangs in the dark inn yard, and he taps with his whip on the shutters, but all is locked and barred. He whistles a tune to the window, and who should be waiting there but the landlord's black-eyed daughter, Bess the landlord's daughter, plaiting a dark red love knot into her long black hair.